Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In MLS news, Major League Soccer will be expanding to 30 teams next season when San Diego FC begins play. And a new city has stepped up to try to land an expansion team after that. Indianapolis city officials revealed plans yesterday to bid on an MLS expansion team, submitting a proposal for a soccer stadium in downtown Indianapolis that could help secure a team. Indianapolis joins Las Vegas, Phoenix, among other cities that could be in the running for MLS expansion if and when the league decides to expand to 32 teams. Charlie, do you think Indianapolis is a potentially good market for an MLS team if you're Don Garber? What are you doing? Is this the place you're going, or are you going somewhere else?
I think Indianapolis would be a fine city. I mean, they have a strong history in the sport in terms of Indiana University and the area. I think they do a great job in USL marketing. Fort Wayne, I think DeMarcus Beasley would be happy about that. But at the end of the day, I think you want to go for a bigger city, Las Vegas. I mean, you have Columbus Crew in that area. You have, you know, I feel like St. Louis, Chicago. You have enough teams in that area.
Cincy.
Indy 11 is there. I think they do a great job. So you think at the USL teams, if you brought an MLS team, another city is Louisville. If you bring in an MLS team to Louisville, what happens to the USL side, right?
What's going to happen in Indy 11?
In Indy 11.
We're trying to get a stadium.
For me, Las Vegas, even though they have Las Vegas Lights, that seems like the next destination because every sport team is going to that city. So, I think that the next city has got to be something that's going to move the needle. And I think when you're talking about attracting big names, City of Lights, Vegas seems like a good destination.
Yeah, isn't Bournemouth's owner in Vegas, mm-hmm. Bill Foley?
Well, Vegas sounds good to me. Nigel, do you have any thoughts on MLS expansion? You're a little quiet over there. Any thoughts?
I'm admiring Charlie. Listen, I'm different. My mindset is it's all about the fan base.
Is 32 teams too many?
I do not care what city you go into. For me, it's about the fan base. If the fan base is there and the coach is there already, mm-hmm. that's all that matters.
What about growing the fan base? Like starting in a new place?
You don't have to start because the culture starts with the fans. Football without fans is absolutely nothing.
I think Charlie means like a place that has a lower league team already who you might put out of business.
That's what annoys me. For me, I think if there's something there already, then help them develop to become bigger than just going to the MLS.
Eventually you'll find fans and you can create fan bases, and expansion sites have shown that. I don't think that's the issue here. There's more and more teams every time in Major League Soccer. Do you guys see that as a problem?
No, because I think eventually that's when we can have promotion relegation.
You,
when
you honestly think there's going to be
You're talking MLS 1, MLS 2, split it into
yes,
two.
Yes, what I think is you can't talk about promotion relegation yet until there are enough teams with the right infrastructure, training, stadiums, all of the above.
But that's,
and when you have enough.
That kind of exists already. Like, instead of expanding into the city of Indianapolis, why not bring up Indy 11? Why not, instead of expanding into the city of Louisville, why not bring up Louisville City?
That's
you have, hold on, you have those, but you could buy those teams. Teams move leagues all the time. You have
MLS
those properties
have
there.
MLS would have to acquire
And here's
yourself.
Here's the reason why I do think an MLS 1 and MLS 2 would work, or why promotion relegation could start right now, and you don't
but
need it. First
won't.
Of all, USL could do it on their own. They have multiple leagues. They've already structured. They could simply vote on it. I'm sure it's an owner issue. And from what I've heard, that's exactly what's stopping it, is because owners are afraid of how that works because they don't know
right.
it.
That's not that simple.
It's not that simple. But let me explain to you why MLS 1 and MLS 2 would work. What's the biggest argument for promotion relegation? Why do you think – tell me why an owner wouldn't want to get relegated, because what happens?
Losing money.
What money? From where?
What do you mean from?
What's the money?
Right. It's pooled, what
the
you're
TV,
saying. Yeah.
The TV money.
Revenue.
It doesn't exist in MLS anymore. Yeah. It's Apple TV. It's a subscription. It's behind a paywall. You lose no money. The money isn't gone. The thing you lose if you drop down to the second division would be theoretically playing against Messi. That's what you lose, because now you won't play in Miami unless they do some type of interleague, because it's MLS. And of course they're going to do something like that, like a Leagues Cup where Division 2 could play versus Division 1 on a weekend or something.
That's all you lose.
You don't lose that money anymore. There's no reason to not do it.
I'm worried, like, yes, this is great wishful thinking. I understand what you're saying. But the more you add teams to the league, and they're not going to do it. They're not going to – oops, I almost spilled that cup. They're not going to do it now. They're not going to do it in the next coming years.
Yeah.
The quality gets diluted.
You're saying you're watering down the talent pool.
And it's already watered down.
Yeah.
But it's already watered down.
Not if you change the structure.
Okay, we're on to something.
Yeah, after the World Cup in 2026.
Change what structure? Listen, I'm with Nico.
The financial restrictions.
They're not going to bring promotion and relegation.
We're not talking about that at this point.
We're talking about financial restrictions in the roster.
Shackles off.
But even when you do that, yes, you say that, but not every owner is going there. Like, we can't act
that's
like...
That's when the teams fall off.
Okay, but we can't act like every owner is going into this business to say, I want to compete and win. There's only two owners, ones that want to win or ones that want to make money. There's no in-between. That's just as simple as that.
Both.
In America, you can do both.
No, you can't.
In America, you can.
Not every owner is in that any business just to win. They're in that
in England,
money.
In England and in other countries, I understand the fan bases think the owner is a custodian of the club for the period in which you own it, and you're supposed to pour your money in order for us to have success and glory.
No,
I get that.
No, it
in
depends
America,
what club you're at.
No,
that's
no.
A different,
I get,
that's
no,
what
you're
get
talking
wrong.
About the theory of the owner that wants to win. I'm going to give all of my life. I'm going to give all the money I've made so that we win this, and then
it's
the next owner can take over.
It's not about giving all your money. That's
in America,
that's what
you
I'm saying.
Can do both, though.
You guys try and associate too much with winning. Oh, you've got to give money. You've got to spend. No, you don't. Get the right people, do it the right way, hire intelligent football people, and you'll be successful. It's not rocket science. You pay those people.
You got to have an infrastructure in
yes,
place.
Yes, 100%.
At the
but you don't
day,
always necessarily have to spend money.
Right. I'm worried that you keep on adding teams with restrictions, with no pro rel as of now, and probably the immediate future.
But the whole
future,
world is your academy.
You're going to lose quality.
What you're going to lose is quality.
The big picture is going to lose
quality. Of American
quality.
Players. The density of American players in each team.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You can pick players from the whole world.
I don't know. Yeah, but then you want to develop. The MLS has got to be conducive to developing American talent as well, I think. And just more
are you,
teams.
Are you saying they're not going to help that?
If you add more.
So a player like Kevin Sullivan, who's 14 and is signing with Manchester City, is that not developing talent?
My point is, it started with the union.
Yeah. That development started with the
All
union.
Right. Okay, but let's see when he goes to Manchester City how he does in those.
Yeah,
but it's different. Develop them, keep them here for years. When you sell him at 21, 22, that's when you can say really develop throughout the leagues.
Listen, we got to put a cap on this.
There.
It's a really good debate.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.